The concept of place or distribution involves the way products can be eventually placed in the hands of the final consumer through a supply chain between producers and consumers, or organisational buyers in the case of business-to-business markets. The chain of distribution is known as a distribution channel. The key organisations in the marketing channel, or intermediaries, include wholesalers, industrial buyers, agents or brokers, and retailers. Marketing intermediaries are useful and necessary when they can more efficiently connect producers with their customers than the producers themselves. Even if a producer can manage to get their product directly to end users, they are often better off to concentrate on their core abilities, production, and rely on specialist intermediaries who can more efficiently move the product closer to customers. Because they have expertise, equipment, experience, contacts, skills, and scales of economy, intermediaries help producers achieve better results than producers can achieve when acting alone. Physical distribution is the movement of physical products from the producer to the consumer. It involves order processing, inventory management, warehousing, and transportation. Order processing involves receiving and validating orders from customers and salespeople. Inventory management involves ensuring the organisation holds enough stock to fill orders without having so much stock on hand that inventory holding costs become unreasonably high. Warehousing is the use of facilities, generally a building, to store and move goods. Transportation is the process of moving products from their place of manufacture to their place of consumption, principally via road, rail, sea, air, and pipelines. Most distribution channels coordinate multiple modes of transport. Services products are usually produced at the time of consumption, and so the notion of service distribution is quite different to physical distribution. However, physical distribution is required for the physical inputs used in producing and delivering the service product. Some services are delivered using infrastructure, and service businesses must ensure that the labour is available at the right time and the right quantities to ensure customers can be served. Retailing describes any exchange in which the buyer is the ultimate consumer of the product. Distribution channel intermediaries that are primarily concerned with retailing are called retailers. Retailers provide customers with time utility, place utility, form utility, advice and personal service, and exchange efficiencies. There is an enormous range of retailers, including general merchandise retail stores, specialty retail stores, online retailers, and numerous others. Agents and brokers bring together other participants in the distribution channel. Agents are engaged by buyers or sellers on an ongoing basis to represent them in negotiations with other distribution channel participants. The main types of agents are manufacturer's agents, selling agents, buying agents, and commission merchants. Brokers, on the other hand, are engaged on a short-term or one-off basis to negotiate on behalf of buyers or sellers. They have a more limited role than agents, but their value is in their specialist knowledge and well-established contacts in the industries in which they work. Wholesaling comprises exchanges in which products are bought for resale, for use as inputs in other products, or for some other use in a business. Wholesaling does not include transactions with end consumers. Wholesalers tend to deal in large volumes of product in each transaction. Wholesalers offer benefits to the producer by acting as a sales force, promoting and selling its products to retailers, holding and managing inventory, relieving the producer's warehousing and transport burden, assuming the risk when retailers are given products on credit, providing cash flow by paying for and taking possession of inventory shortly after it is produced, and communicating market issues to the producer and retailers. For the retailer, wholesalers can manage distribution, help choose and source appropriate inventory, have bulk buying power and the ability to negotiate good deals with producers, provide access to a wide range of goods through one business partnership, can provide sophisticated technology solutions to manage ordering, can provide credit, and communicate market and retail issues to producers.